This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thanks for joining me this morning for Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A St. Louis County Councilman wants to ban panhandling along the side of the road. Will it pass legal muster? Let's ask KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. He's a partner at Harris, Young, and Kaiser. Brad, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Megan.
So this is Republican Councilman Mike Archer. He says he wants to make it a public safety issue because this issue has been challenged before. I'm wondering if that is enough to get around some of the First Amendment questions that surround this.
Well, there are enormous First Amendment questions here, Megan, and it breaks down like this. Both state and federal courts have routinely held that panhandling is protected by the First Amendment, that it's speech, and that any statutes or ordinances that try to block that content-based speech are technically just invalid. They're unenforceable. In fact, famously, I believe it was in 2021, St. Louis County was sued by someone who was panhandling, and St. Louis County had to pay almost $300,000 in penalties and attorney's fees because of the citations for panhandling. So, what the court will be looking for is whether this is a content-based restriction or whether it's a safety restriction. For example, you can't stand in the street. That is content neutral. It doesn't matter if you're there asking for money or they're telling people to love God, whatever it is. It's not content-based. But if it looks to be what's called pretextual, meaning, yeah, it says it's for safety, but it's really for panhandling, at that point, the court is going to be very wary of allowing that ordinance to continue.
Even if it is framed as a public safety issue, there are arguments that other groups, for example, people who walk or who run, could be swept up in this.
True. And also, it's also problematic because if the statute says or the ordinance says you can't stand in the street or you can't even stand on a median because of safety issues, a lot of the medians in St. Louis County are quite large. And one could argue that that's really not a safety issue. And secondly, sometimes with the median, you're supposed to stand there as you cross the street and wait for a walk sign. So it's very problematic. Courts are leery of this, and the chances of it succeeding with court muster, the chances are quite low.
Let's turn to Brentwood. We've been hearing about this property fight. over eminent domain and an area that's been ruled as blighted. Business owners continue to fight to keep their properties. What is the latest in this case?
Well, the latest is this. A judge last week made a decision that there was a blight determination. A blight determination is the first step in the eminent domain process. And a blight determination says that the area is significantly downgraded to the point that it qualifies under the statute as blighted. Then the eminent domain process moves forward. But the issue here is number one, what was used in the blight determination? A lot of times they were basing this on chipped paint on some buildings or maybe some cracks in the pavement. And the question becomes, is that really blight? Secondly, going back to 2005 at the Supreme Court, there's a real issue in these types of cases as to what's called public use. Typically, before 2005, public use was for highways, but now it's being used to justify selling property to a developer to put in a new shopping center, which is actually commercial development. So all of those issues will be involved as this goes through the eminent domain process to challenge whether the city can invoke eminent domain.
Do you feel like business owners have legal options remaining?
They do have legal options, Megan, and that is once the public use justification is certified by the court, that's the point in time when these business owners can challenge that, and that's how they'll challenge it, that it's not truly blighted, and this is not a true public use situation. And so there will be lots of court fighting on this eminent domain process for years to come.
There's a couple of national issues that popped up last night that I want to get in to with you quickly. The first is, if you look on the Department of Housing and Urban Development website right now, there is a large banner that pops up on the homepage that says, quote, "The radical left are going to shut down the government and inflict massive pain on the American people." When I saw this, I didn't believe it. I thought it was like a spoof site, and I checked it out, and it's actually there. A lot of people are saying this is a violation of the Hatch Act. Can you explain that?
Sure. The Hatch Act, Megan, prohibits federal executive branch employees, other than president and vice president, from using their official authority to engage in political activity while on duty. And it also governs any employees in the executive branch. So whoever put up the banner on the website, they could easily be investigated by what's called the U.S. Office of Special Counsel. That's who handles the enforcement arm of the Hatch Act. They could be suspended, they could be fired, or they could be reprimanded, depending on the outcome of the investigation.
Okay, and then let's move to the next, because we are running out of time here. After President Trump Tuesday suggested that cities such as Chicago should be used as, quote, training grounds for our military, the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, invoked the 25th Amendment, saying it should be used to remove the president from office. I looked through the 25th Amendment to kind of remind myself how that is structured. Could you explain for our listeners how it works and the likelihood that this could be used in this case?
Yeah, a governor cannot invoke the 25th Amendment. Under Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, it requires the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to invoke the involuntary discharge clause of the 25th Amendment. And so a governor can't do that. And that Section 4 clause has never been invoked since it went into effect in the 1960s. It's only been invoked in times when the president has undergone surgery, has been under anesthesia, but never the involuntary clause of Section 4. The likelihood of that happening here is zero, because the governor can't invoke that.
So when you look at the individuals who could invoke it, would they be likely to, and what would they have to prove to remove the president from office, even temporarily?
Well, the vice president and a majority of the cabinet members, there's really no criteria other than those principles. The vice president, majority of the cabinet, feel that the president is unable to conduct his duties as president of the United States. That's all that's required under the Constitution. Since this has never been invoked before, we don't know what additional requirements the courts would put on it, but that's all that's listed in the 25th Amendment.
All right, Brad, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Young & Kaiser. He joins us every Wednesday morning here on Total Information AM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.